And all nations and tongues heard of his fame, and they gathered themselves to him, and they bowed down to the earth, and they brought him offerings, and he became their Lord and King, and they all dwelt with him in the city at Shinar. And Nimrod reigned in the earth over all the sons of Noah, and they were all under his power and counsel. And all the earth was of one tongue and words of union, but Nimrod did not go in the ways of the Lord, and he was more wicked than all the men that were before him, from the days of the flood until those days. And he made gods of wood and stone, and he bowed down to them, and he rebelled against the Lord, and taught all his subjects and the people of the earth his wicked ways. And Mardon his son was more wicked than his father. And every one that heard of the acts of Mardon the son of Nimrod would say concerning him, "From the wicked goeth forth wickedness." Therefore it became a proverb in the whole earth, saying, "From the wicked goeth forth wickedness," and it was current in the words of men from that time to this. And Terah, the son of Nahor, prince of Nimrod's host, was in those days very great in the sight of the king and his subjects, and the king and princes loved him, and they elevated him very high. And Terah took a wife, and her name was Amphthelo, the daughter of Cornabo. And the wife of Terah conceived, and bare him a son in those days. Terah was 70 years old when he begat him, and Terah called the name of his son that was born to him Abram, because the king had raised him in those days, and dignified him above all his princes that were with him. Jasher chapter 8. And it was in the night that Abram was born, that all the servants of Terah, and all the wise men of Nimrod, and his conjurers came and ate and drank in the house of Terah, and they rejoiced with him on that night, too.